Let's read some more of the Holy Word of God. Let's go to Brother Jude, verses 3 and 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith that's once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men who are crept in unawares, and who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, so let's rightly divide that. Earnestly contend for the faith. That means the light goes out in the world, the darkness is constantly fighting it, and Satan is fighting it, and God's people push and stand against it. And so we contend for the faith. If you're contentious, you push against God's word. That's what the Bible talks about. But to contend for the faith means you're standing for the word, you're loving the word, you're keeping the word, you're cherishing the word, you're living the word, you're upholding the word. The culture in the American church system isn't doing that. They're feminized, they keep pagan holidays, they're built on man's made traditions that Jesus said worships your religion and your worships your voids your worship of God. And so just ponder that. I'm just reading scripture and telling you what the truth of God's word says, that we are to earnestly contend for the faith once delivered.
Just use the word feminized.
Absolutely, the culture is feminized.
And that's a bad thing to be like women. You're putting down.